Amen. You know, I started out with a Christmas story. Jesus come to the earth, born a baby, grew and brought salvation. Jesus is the only hope that we've got.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you before I read, by the way, the church is on its way home. You can forsake the church, you can forsake Jesus, miss heaven, sad. But if you love the Lord, you want to be close to Him. And I know there's a lot of reason why that maybe we can't attend. Some can't see, some can't get out. But God knows, and we know. I want to read a little bit here and there before I get down into the message. But the sixth chapter of John will bear the burden of our message this morning. And you pray for us. We need your prayers. Now, Jesus, we know that He's born in Bethlehem of Judea. And we celebrated His birth. But He grew up. He come to lay a plan of salvation. Jesus come and preached, teached the plan of salvation. He went back to the Father, and the disciples started out from Jerusalem teaching, preaching the plan of salvation. We're almost at the end of the way. We believe that with all our heart. But one day, in the sixth chapter of John, thank God, and we're going to read maybe a couple of verses, drop on down and read a little bit more. 55th verse. For my flesh is meat, indeed. My blood is drink, indeed. He that eateth of my flesh and drinketh of my blood dwelleth in me and I in him. And he went ahead of talking, teaching, and preaching the plan of salvation concerning himself. They just couldn't understand what the man was talking about. Hey, let's drop on down. And he got very, very plain in the synagogues. In the sixth verse. And many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knowed in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? Whenever we are preaching the great plan of salvation, a heavenly gift, I am getting down about where we're living, sometimes it seems like we offending people.
Right.
They taking it maybe the wrong way, because that they can't see it and they can't hear it. It offends them. Mm-hmm. I come not to offend you, but I did come to bring you the Word of God.
Amen.
Because I will stand responsible one day after a while. When we preach and other men preach, we sing, we testify. It's important that we hear what the Word of God says. How can you hear it? Somewhere else. Can you hear the Word of God on your job? Can you hear the Word preached on your job? Or downtown, loafing around? You hear the Word of God from the Word of God preached. Let's go on down. Are you offended at this? In the 65th verse, and he said, therefore, say I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father.
Right.
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered him, have not I choose you 12? And one of you are the devil. Peter just got through saying, we believe.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Peter spoke the truth. I the devil believed. I and trembled. I at the sayings of God. I but was not willing. I to sacrifice himself. Brother, whenever Jesus was yonder, in the synagogues, in the temple, and trying to tell them, to get ready, that he was fixing to go away, and salvation, I would come, and the forgiveness of sin, I would come, and he would be merciful, under their sin, and all they had to do, I would sell out the world and come and follow him and obey what he said. Brother, listen, what the Bible said, that this was a hard saying. If it's a going, I to go against the grain of what men and women want to do within yourself. It's a hard saying. Who can hear it? Who can do it? I don't have to go and do what the preacher said. I don't have to go. I don't have to do what Jesus said. I'm just going to turn tail and go the other way. It would be easier for me. I'd have never known the way. Brother, listen. It would be easier for me. I'd just go on down the road and do what I wanted there.
Mm-hmm.
And many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. I'm here to tell you today that that's what many Christians are doing today. They're going back and walking with him no more. Brother, we can darken the door every time that the doors are open and still sin, intercede, lost and undone and walking not with God. The Bible said the time would come that men would serve me with their lips, but their hearts is far from it. Turned and walk no more. I was him. I Jesus, I said this. Last Sunday maybe. I said that Adam and Eve. There was a time. That God would come down. He so loved who he made. That he'd come down and enjoy talking and walking with the people that he created. There was a day. They turned and they walked no more with God.
Yeah.
Listen, it was a hard saying.
Right.
You know, when whenever it's easy to walk with God, it's whenever you love Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you've forsaken all everything else, and take up your cross, whether it's good, easy for you or not. But whenever we serve God with clean hands and a pure heart, put the world outside, brother, it's easy to let the tears flow. It's easy to steal away somewhere and pray and say, Lord, have mercy on me. I need your help. Peter said, to whom shall we go? Thou hast a word of eternal life.
Amen. Lord,
can you think of the benefits of those people that followed Jesus? Listen, I'm endeared all the way. Listen, when we turn and go away from the presence of the Lord and walk no more with Him, I'm made to believe that the cross is the way home. I'm made to believe that the church is the way home. Brother, listen, staying together in one mind and in one accord. Call on Jesus at any cost. Listen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
Man, how shall we hear? Whenever we're well somewhere and we can't hear, we don't read, we don't understand, we're just still going to throw up our hands and quit. Mm-hmm. Listen. What a blessing it is for you to come to Jesus not understanding the way. Jesus, have mercy on me. Yeah. Jesus, will you help me? Man, let me tell you something. The benefits of being a Christian is, at the end of the way, I howl that He's saying, if we can find it, I maybe just there, I it saying, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, neither crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Brother, listen, I know I might suffer disappointments in this world. I might suffer many things in this world. But there's coming a day that I won't have to worry about the pain of death. I won't have to worry. I listen about cancer, all of this stuff didn't come upon mankind because the glorified body will not be affiliated with the devil in his devices. We'll be safely saved in the arms of Jesus. Will you also go away? Peter said, Lord, we believe. We're sure. Judas was sure that was the Son of the living God. Even though the devil over here come in and overtook him. I listened and he betrayed the precious Son of God.
Yeah.
And he turned and walked no more with him. People are turning and walking no more with God. This nation of ours, when they founded this nation under God, brother, listen, you can find a very few that will still humble themselves. Listen in prayer. Humble themselves in the righteousness of God and call on Him whenever they're in trouble.
Yeah.
If ever was a time that we need to put forth a better effort, would you want to die? Examine yourself. Would you want to die and take a chance on eternal life just the way you are? Just the way you are. You ever take inventory of self? If we don't, there's something wrong. We need to take inventory of ourselves. What can I do better? What can I do more? Lord, help me to be a better Christian. Help me that I would be better. Listen, this morning, I don't know why the Lord gave me this. I won't question it, neither apologize for it. But does it offend anyone? When the Word gets real close to me, it causes me to get closer to God. Because I want to go to heaven one day after a while. Listen, is this a hard saying? Who can hear it? That's what the people said back yonder in the days. The Holy Ghost hadn't come yet. And they couldn't see. They couldn't understand what we understand. Them people could not understand. We're going to eat your flesh. We're going to drink your blood. But I understand getting into the Word, begin to eat His flesh, drink the blood, because He is the Word. Boy, when the Holy Spirit starts filling me up, I know that I stepped up to the table and had a good meal. Let's come to the piano. There's coming a time, and I believe this with all my heart. And I didn't read it out of a commentary. I didn't read it nowhere else. Jesus said, I knew heaven and new earth. And it's coming down. I from the heaven. I knew Jerusalem coming after me and you that are saved. And it will endear unto the end. New Jerusalem. I wouldn't be in New Jerusalem, don't you? Praise the Lord. At all costs here, I wouldn't be in New Jerusalem. Whenever the tears of sorrow, of pain, disappointment is all fled away in a new body, let's stand. There won't be no more pain or sorrow, no more suffering. Listen, are you going to go away? He said, will you also go away? And I asked you the same question. Were you also walking away? Are you discouraged? Do you love the church? Do you love the Lord? Do you love salvation? Do you love what you feel inside? If there's a question, you don't feel nothing. It may mean you don't have nothing. And He's giving it out here this morning. Covenant with Him. How about it?